Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We appreciate the Lord for another glorious day like this. We bless God for this prophetic decree, prophetic declaration. We appreciate all those things that the Lord has been doing, using this broadcast to do. We thank God for the finger of heaven upon everyone. We thank God because of his mighty hand upon everyone. We thank God because the Lord has been using this program to deliver thousands and thousands of people. We give God the glory, we give God the adoration, we give God the praises, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Today is the 25th day of the month of January, year 2021. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Wherever you are, begin to praise the Lord. Wherever you are, begin to magnify him. He is worthy of all praise, he's worthy to be adored, he's worthy to be magnified, he's worthy to be worshipped. There is no one like him. There is no one to be compared with him. He's the Almighty God. Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to magnify the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give you glory. You are wonderful. You are great. You are kind. You are excellent. There is no one like you. There is no one to be compared with you. You are an incomparable God. You are faithful God. Lord, we thank you. Glory be to the Lord. Glory be to the Lord. Glory be to the Lord. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Beloved, you are welcome to this prophetic decree. I pray for you as you are listening to me, that the heaven shall fight for you. God shall destabilize your enemy. God shall promote your destiny. The garment of favor shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall deliver you from witchcraft captivity. The rage of the enemy shall be silenced over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil reporter against your destiny shall receive blindness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the heaven shall arise and they shall begin to promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Your prayer today will provoke angelic violence in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the angel of blessing shall locate you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are hearing me for, I pray for you right now that the evil pattern in your family shall be powerless over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. From this moment, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall rewrite the story of your destiny for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords shall walk upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are going to pray some prayers in this section. I want you to get ready. As we are praying this prayer, mighty hand of God shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, as you wake up this morning, you wake up into getting connection with God of power, with God of grace, in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready to pray this prayer. This prayer will move you forward. This prayer will deliver you from any form of captivity. This prayer will liberate you from the chain of darkness. Get ready as we pray these seven prayers loud and clear. Wherever you are, I want you to get ready now. Say, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. Come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. Come out, 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 come out. Every sickness in my body, I challenge you. I say, come out with all your root. In the name of Jesus, every sickness in my body, come out with all your root. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to get aggressive now, because this prayer will celebrate you. This prayer will deliver you. I want you to pray with anger. I want you to pray with holy cry. Say, every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing
in the name of Jesus. Every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. Every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. Every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. Every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. Every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing, 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 receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. Every abnormality in my body, receive divine healing, receive divine healing, receive divine healing in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every fountain of infirmity, dry up by fire in the name of Jesus. Every fountain of infirmity, dry up by fire in the name of Jesus. Every fountain of infirmity, dry up by fire in the name of Jesus. Every fountain of infirmity, dry up by fire in the name of Jesus. Every fountain of infirmity, dry up by fire in the name of Jesus. Every fountain of infirmity, dry up in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, every altar of my head, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar of my head, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar of my health, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar of my health, be destroyed by fire, be destroyed by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Open your mouth and pray this way. I say, plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my blood, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say it loud and clear. Say, every stubborn pursuer of my health, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn pursuer of my health, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn pursuer of my health, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn pursuer of my health, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn pursuer of my health, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn pursuer of my health, fall down and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, the rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in the name of Jesus. The rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in the name of Jesus. The rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in the name of Jesus. The rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in the name of Jesus. The rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in the name of Jesus. The rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in the name of Jesus. The rage of pestilence assigned to destroy my body, die in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Beloved, yesterday we were talking about breaking witchcraft curses. Breaking witchcraft curses. And we're able to see that there are curses under the control of witchcraft powers. And then we mentioned that if a man is under witchcraft curses, his life will be walking upside down. We also mentioned that curses are governed by laws. And if those laws are there, it makes curses to work, it makes curses to be effective. I told you that curses, they are direct opposite of blessings. Curses, they are instrument of darkness. To cut someone is to call for mischief or injury to fall upon that fellow. To cut someone is to bind the person with a spell. To cut someone is to prevent a person from operating under a particular area. A curse is a violent expression of evil on someone. A curse is an invisible barrier that could keep someone away from receiving God's blessing. So a curse is a dark hand that is collecting the blessing of someone before it gets to him. A curse is an invisible, dangerous weapon of darkness. It's a spiritual weapon. witchcraft activity, activity of darkness. Witchcraft activity, they are activity that are very dangerous. No wonder the Bible said, thou shalt suffer a witch to live. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That's what the Bible said in Exodus chapter 22, verse 18. Say, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. God gave an express judgment against witchcraft. God hate witchcraft with perfect hatred. The witchcraft power, they have a lot of destructive tendency and they cause much harm and damage in the life of people. One of the instruments that the witchcraft activity always use is curses. It's a curse. A curse is a terrible instrument in the hand of witchcraft power. When someone is summoned in the night and is summoned into a coven, the witches in the coven pronounce curses upon that fellow. Because all curses pronounced by witchcraft power, they are curses under spiritual activity, under spiritual authority, under satanic authority. And it works seriously upon their victim, especially if the victim has been open. If the victim has some legal ground in his life, if the victim has some things that he has been doing that will allow a curse to stay. You know, the Bible says, the curse causeless shall not come. So a curse will not naturally meet or hit anybody if there have not been a curse in the life of that fellow. I told you that one of the laws governing curses is that a curse will not just eat a victim if the victim has no legal ground in his life. And I told you that if someone is operating under witchcraft curses, curses pronounced by witchcraft power, the life of the person will be reckless. Breakthrough will be far from that fellow. He will be falling sick on daily basis. It will be like somebody is eating his head or her head every night. His blood will be drying up every day. Good things will be far from that fellow. He will be surrounded by rejection, disappointment, frustration. If he lays hand on anything, that thing will not prosper. If he goes with people to seek for business, they will reject them because it's there. Things that naturally work for other people will not work for him because he is operating under witchcraft curses. But beloved, remember, the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curses. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of law. He has been made a curse for us. This curse that was pronounced upon all, Jesus Christ has been made a curse for us by substitution. He substituted himself for all curses, present, past, and future. It's only this substitution that gives us power to receive freedom. So if you want to get total freedom from any kind of curses so far, you must receive this redemptive benefit from the Lord. That redemptive benefit is part of our own benefits as children of God. To redeem means to be bought back. So someone has been sold. Someone has been thrown into the market of life. But Jesus Christ used his blood as a substitution to bring the fellow back. That is why there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you under witchcraft curses? Have you found out that things are not working very well for your life? Do you remember that somebody pronounced a curse against you in your place of work? Do you remember that somebody pronounced a curse against you in school? Now it is time for you now to understand how you can break or deal with witchcraft curses. Let me give you a step of how you can deal with these witchcraft curses. Where you use these steps, all activity of witchcraft curses shall be completely broken in your life. Number one, you yourself must surrender your life to Jesus Christ. If you are not saved, if you don't repent of your sin, you cannot deal with witchcraft curses. Because sin is a legal ground or a ladder in your life that will make curses of darkness to walk. Two, you must forgive all those that have offended you. Three, you must renounce the sins of your ancestors and repent on their behalf. I hope you are hearing me now. Four, you must determine to break witchcraft curses operating against your destiny. Five, you must remove all materials in your custody that can serve as legal ground for the operation of witchcraft curses. Six, you must command the demon operating against you, the demon that is infecting that curses, you must bind that demon and cast the demon out. Or rather, let us put it this way. You must break the curses one by one using the prayer point we are going to give to you now. The way you have broken the curses, you now bind the demons in charge of those curses. Replace those curses with blessings. Then begin to live a holy life. Be addicted to prayers. All these steps will give you total freedom from witchcraft curses. It is time for us now to address these witchcraft curses in prayers. But the first thing is this: if you have not given your life, surrender your life to Jesus, settle that with the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Tell the Lord to deliver you. Tell the Lord to save you. Tell the Lord to liberate you. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that the Lord will deliver you in Jesus' name. Now, wherever you are, get your bottle of oil ready. Or get your bottle of water. I'm going to pray on it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I turn this bottle of oil and bottle of water into an instrument of deliverance. I pray that the oil and the water in the hands of your children shall be anointed by the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus Christ shall move powerfully into this oil. Immediately we use this oil today, the yoke of witchcraft curses shall be broken completely. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget, I'm going to pray on 12 prayer requests. And I appreciate God for what God has been doing concerning this prayer request. People have been sharing testimony of what God has been answering them. And God is going to answer you also in Jesus' name. Now take the oil and anoint your head. And you pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every curse chasing away the blessing of God upon my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every curse chasing away the blessing of God upon my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every curse chasing away the blessing of God upon my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every curse chasing away the blessing of God upon my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every curse chasing away the blessing of God upon my destiny, die. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every curse arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse arresting my progress, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Rub it very well and say, witchcraft activity in my environment, oppressing my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment, oppressing my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment, oppressing my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment, oppressing my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment oppressing my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment oppressing my life, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your belly button and pray very well. Every witchcraft arrow assigned against my health, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft arrow assigned against my health, go back to the sender. 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 Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every witchcraft animal programmed into my body, come out now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft animal programmed into my body, come out now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft animal program into my body, come out now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft animal program into my body, come out now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft animal program into my body, come out now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft animal program into my body, come out now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft animal program into my body, come out now. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, witchcraft activity against my health, scatter in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity against my health, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, any power summoning my destiny into a coven, in the name of Jesus. Any power summoning my destiny into a coven, in Jesus' name. Rub it over your stomach very well. Say, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood in my environment, in the name of Jesus. We eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood in my environment, in the name of Jesus. Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood in my environment, in the name of Jesus. Eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood in my environment, in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand now, anoint your two hands and prophesy like this. Say, I decree into my hand, receive the anointing of prosperity. Every curse of poverty on my hand, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of borrowing and begging attached to my hand, break, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Now anoint your two legs. Prophesy like this. Say, I decree upon my legs, you are the instrument of my dominion. Anywhere I go from today, I shall possess that place for the Lord. Anywhere I go from today, I shall prosper in that location. Any curse working against my legs, break, break, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse of backwardness attached to my leg, break, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, I want you to pray these three prayer points very loud and clear. Every witchcraft curse working against my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse working against my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse working against my life, die in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft curse working against my life, die in Jesus' name. We say, any witch flying against me in the night, crash land in the name of Jesus. Any witch flying against me in the night, crash land in the name of Jesus. Any witch flying against me in the night, crash land, crash land, crash land in the name of Jesus. Say, any witch transforming to animal to bite me, in the name of Jesus. Any witch transforming to animal to bite me, in the name of Jesus. Any witch transforming to animal to bite me, in Jesus' name we pray. Now it is time to pray on our 12 prayer requests. You can hold it in your hand now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree upon this prayer request, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command this prayer request to receive heavenly attention. I pray that this prayer request shall be answered by fire. The God that answered by fire will answer all these requests in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost will touch this request. Number 1, number 2, number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 requests be answered fully now in the name of Jesus. There shall be testimony. There shall be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray that God will favor you. As you wake up today, the Almighty God will lift you high. As you are connected to this broadcast, The glory of God shall be connected to your destiny. This week shall favor you. This week shall promote you. Destiny helpers shall locate you this week. You will have a powerful testimony this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, men and women shall go out of their way to be a blessing unto you. The Almighty God will remember you. Letter of celebration and congratulatory letter that have been given unto you. God shall expand you. God shall connect you to people that matter. Every witchcraft activity in your environment, any activity of witchcraft in the place where you are living now, anything they are doing at night against you, I command it to be roasted by fire. Any coven in your place where you live, any coven behind your compound, any coven in the front of your compound, any coven in your compound, any coven in the compound of your neighbor, and the oppression is going on there against you every day. Altar is raised there against you every day. Incense is being burnt there against you every day. Any candle of darkness that is lighted against you, fire shall burn them to ashes. In the name of Jesus Christ, any agent of darkness that is oppressing you at night, any agent of darkness that is biting you in form of a dog, any agent of darkness appearing as a cat or as a rat, I command fire to burn them to ashes in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that your freedom shall be declared released today. Your freedom shall be declared today. Your testimony shall manifest today. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with you. May the Lord uphold you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you and his arm be upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. You can get across to us on 0802-336-9298. Send information to us through the WhatsApp number, or you can send the SMS. If you send it to WhatsApp, it will get across to us. The Lord will bless you more. The Lord will uphold you to the end. The Lord will continue to assist you. We are at 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tank Town. 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tank Town, at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. 7th Avenue, First Tank Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.